your experience,
your
anger,
border of perception
to get into the right mood for the day, to have a good day, good morning.
But actually wanted to talk about was he French or Belgian
philosopher? Derrida.
Yeah, I think he was Belgian.
Belgian, man.
Yeah, the country of the French fries.
And the Kirschbier.
Yeah, and the Kirschbier. Cherry flavored beer.
Cherry flavored beer.
Yeah. And, well, apart from French fries and cherry flavored beer, there was
Youth Center radio stations.
and Youth Center radio stations?
Youth Center radio stations.
Yeah. There was also Jacques Derrida.
Jacques Derrida.
Yeah.
Und er hat ein Buch geschrieben.
Oui.
Oui. The name of the book is...
Dem Archiv verfallen.
Verschrieben.
Verschrieben.
Wie, ich bin jetzt hier gerade bei Alta Vista. Excuse me, I'm switching back to Dinglish. But I have to bubble this title. I have to translate it because there is no idea of how to say dem Archiv verschrieben.
Well, dedicated to the archive or something like that.
Dedicated to the archive. Okay, this dedicated to the archive is some book written in Berlin in 1979, and it's about deconstructivism at the example of Freud problem. It's in border between of philosophy and politics and psychology and Mustererkennung, what's
pattern recognition,
pattern matching, we would say in our computer.
Recognition,
pattern recognition.
Well, and actually all these fields like psychology and politics and sociology, whatever you these can be called discourses.
Yeah,
yes, you know, when we look at language very closely, we have phonemes, which make up the sounds of the language, and then these phonemes are clustered to so-called semes, the semantic unit of the language, and they become morphemes. And then if you take all these semantic units and arrange them according to a grammar, you get a text.
Yeah.
And if you take the texts, if you take the intertextuality, the way that the texts are related to each other, you get a discourse. So actually the discourse is the grammatical unit that is above the text. And the discourse can be something like, well, the discourse like can be something like what Freud started when he invented the psychoanalysis.
Yeah, I thought a few weeks ago about this discourse according to Discord, to have some idea about how to exchange ideas or austauschen?
Exchange
ideas. Nicht im Sinne von auswechseln, also du musst jetzt meine Meinung, ich muss deine Meinung haben, sondern eher so vielleicht wie eine Art Ideenschau. Also dass man sich verbildlicht miteinander, with each other, walk a sequence of ideas from this to that. And if you imagine something like quantums and flowing energy, it's like you're moving together from idea to idea, And those ideas are spoken words in relation to each other. This grammar thing that lies between the words that display the connection between things.
Yeah, and this is the discourse.
And if you divide the discourse into points, like this is the idea of having breakfast radio in the morning. Okay, that's not the idea of having breakfast radio in the morning. What about some music in between to clean the cache of those words, from those words?
Okay, I think I'm misdeconstructing already what you're saying, so I'll make some music.
Yeah, this is actually the point of deconstructing something.
Yeah, yeah, to have a break between the idea and the next idea and go from step to step.
So, Fuse, were we any help on your philosophical questions on life, universe and everything, or are you confused now?
Yes, a little bit. I want to say now that I'm fascinated at its different realities are existing, and every reality are real. But for me, it's just one real.
There are lots of real ones.
I can change it every day.
Yeah, this is a very positive way to look at things, and I think you should continue like that. And thank you for your call.
Yes. Bye.
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 Hey, cool music.
Music. Inagada la vida.
Inagada da vida.
Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly.
Like Bart Simpson's. In Simpsons, the Simpsons, the moderators are going to toilet or exploring something. We have Inagada da vida, extra long version. Here it comes.
Hey, cool. Das war ja schon mal nicht schlecht, aber ich hab.
Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a vida, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll walk this land. In a god of a vida, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a vida, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand?
Welcome, hier ist Nadim von Erfurt 441, der Engel. Hi, be in one. Ja. Ja, und jeden Morgen rufe ich euch an. Bitte? Ich habe mir bis jetzt jeden Morgen was gewünscht und ein paar Leute gegrüßt. Aber es war meistens ein bisschen früher, aber diesmal haben die Säcke mich einschlafen lassen. Metallica Memory Remains. Das ist super, finde ich auch. Also wir sind hier gerade vier Engel, also ich habe hier auch schon alleine gesessen. Und also vier Leute, so rum. Ja, hier ist verdammt gute Stimmung vorne. Welcher Tag vorne? Ja. Wir haben hier die Sonne auf dem Feld, hier kommt gerade noch ein Engel dazu. Also es ist ganz lustig, also wir haben noch, immer noch schon noch Verkehr, also jetzt eine ziemlich krasse Nacht. Also wir hatten so rausgerechnet 2 Leute pro Stunde waren das. Das ist nicht viel, aber jetzt wird es wieder mehr. Ja, ja klar, wenn man Leute hat, die einen schlafen lassen, ist das kacke, aber sonst wäre das Frühsportzeit, ja. Oh nein. Was will ich denn sonst hören? Nö. Keine Ahnung, dann spielt Apokalyptika. Ja, und sonst halt. Also Ende ist kein Problem. Not really a problem because we all speak English, the one who speaks it better. Oh, it's a close. We'll be right back.
god of a feeder, honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a feeder, baby. Don't you know that I've always been true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and walk this land? Please take my hand.
Radio Sub-Ether here on 88.3 megahertz, the radio of the Chaos Communication Camp.
We don't do mistakes, we do free jazz on the Technics today.
Yeah, freestyle.
So we were talking about deconstruction in modern philosophy, and just during the last song, Ingo came up with a page that explains everything.
Yeah. Instead of surfing the allwissende Müllhalde via this old-fashioned Google thing and find nothing, then, hey, buy this, buy that. I surfed my own homepage to find some wiki page called... what's the name of the page? What's the name of the page? Huh? The name is Moment mal.
Just a moment.
Just a moment, please. And here, click Moment mal. And there is everything written down, dem Archiv verschrieben, on page number
121.
Hey, where from you know that?
Because you told me already.
Okay. Also, I will translate it to you simultaneously while I read it in German. Es wird der Moment gekommen sein.
Der The moment will come.
Ah, eine große Bewegung in unserem begrifflichen Archiv zu akzeptieren.
To accept a great movement in our archive of terms.
Und darin eine Logik des Unbewussten mit dem Denken des Virtuellen zu kreuzen.
And to make a crossbreed between the logic of unconsciousness with the thoughts of virtuality.
Yeah, that's right. Das nicht mehr durch die traditionelle philosophische Opposition von Actus und Potentia begrenzt wäre.
And this will not be
bordered.
We be within the borders of the traditional philosophical thinking of the opposition of actus and potentia, so the potential and the act.
Tja, das können wir erstmal, glaube ich, sitzen lassen, oder?
And well, that's not all that Derrida has to say about the archives, isn't it?
No, but that's a very central point at this point. The archive itself is an idea, a human idea.
A concept.
A concept. inside of our world of concepts, in the concept of ourself. And
So maybe we could give a practical example of how deconstructing works in modern philosophy. So you have a concept like women are bad drivers.
And that's wrong. That's a completely wrong concept, you know?
Yeah, what would a deconstructionist do with such a concept?
Yeah, you could say, okay, what's the contents of this, we say, Aussage?
Of the statement?
Statement, yeah. That means that there are drivers, and drivers were divided by sex.
Or gender.
Gender, yeah. Sorry, I just wanted to say sex on the radio, you know.
Yeah, we all want to do that.
Okay, the drivers are divided by gender, and then you start to qualify the different kind of drivers.
Yes.
And the question is how you can qualify a kind of driving. So there is a driving style, and some things like the amount of energy you need to overcome distances in what time, with what kind of fears in other people's life, like somebody flying by that all the plants are want to fly with them. So a lot of questions and answers that follow new questions, and so on and so on. But there will be a moment to accept all those differences.
Yes, to overcome actually the division. So would it be too easy to say that in deconstructionist philosophy you just show how absurd the arbitrary divisions made in everyday languages are? So you just show how absurd this is to divide drivers into male drivers and female drivers, and base a statement like that women are bad drivers on this absurd division.
Yeah, that's exactly like this old joke, why women are so bad in parking cars is the saying is that men are disrelating the concept of distances by wrong saying about the length of their what's the word for this third
leg? I think the word is penis.
Penis. Yeah, yeah. It's directly related to this penis length problem. That's why women are bad parking because they don't have a relation to distances. They always think, okay, this parking place is 3 meters long, and it's. In fact, it's 2 meters, you know.
It's always less. It's always less than claimed.
This is in fact the reason why males can't park their cars, because they think that's this little is 30 centimeters.
Yes.
Yes, it is. You got it.
Yeah, yeah, this is what deconstruction is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That everything is about Schwanzlinge. You know, you just have to Google Schwanzlinge.sh to know everything about mankind.
Yeah.
Schwanzlinge.sh.
So, if deconstruction and the philosophy of Jacques Derrida is about smashing arbitrary. Artificial.
What means in fact? What means
arbitrary?
Arbitrary.
it means that you made a random choice. For instance, if you have a sign,
the old random problem, you know.
Yeah, a semiotic unit, like well, having a linguist background, I can best explain this with language. You have an object, like the object you're sitting now on now in the studio.
Yeah.
And this is an object that is something from the extralingual sphere. Yeah?
What? Extra of a language?
The object is just outside the language. It's not like words that you use for grammatical reasons or something.
Yeah.
And you call this object a chair.
Yeah.
Which is a good choice, but it's a random choice because in German
you call it choose computer.
In German you call it a Stuhl, and in French you call it chaise.
Chaise.
And in Korean you call it Wita.
What?
Wita.
Rita.
Wita.
Wita.
So it's very clear that this object that exists in the reality outside the language is not connected to the actual sound chair or stuhl or chaise or whatever. So people have made a random choice, an arbitrary choice, to name this object the way they name it in their language. And Derrida says that the divisions we make in our conversation and our discourse to separate one concept from the other is also arbitrary. It could be done another way.
Okay.
People have just made one random decision, but this decision has to be questioned and it has to be smashed through deconstruction.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you could say something like chair doesn't sound for you like Stuhl or the sound of this phonetic wave you're generating to communicate this concept of sitting somewhere. Perhaps this... Okay, this is a good morning, so nobody should have a problem with morning stool, you know?
This is a perfectly good opportunity to play some tunes.
Yeah, we had a request earlier.
Keine Scheißmusik.
Well, we have Nothing Else Matters
upcoming. Yeah, total egal. Thank you.
Hello, this is Sub-Ether Radio on 88.3 MHz. This is a very, very good morning. Everything is very relaxed. The sun is shining and we have a caller. Hello, Sub-Ether Radio. What can you do for us?
Hello, I have just a music wish. Maybe at the actual program, radio program, it's a bad wish. But I wish Alanis Morissette with Hand in My Pocket.
It's a bad wish.
I don't know.
Did you say it's a bad wish?
I don't say that, but your program jazz?
Well, yes, yeah. We can't make it any worse. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Should we play this?
Fine.
Do you want to contribute to our discussion about philosophy?
Yes. It's good program. I think you say good things about chairs and so on. I'm like to hear this. But what can I say now? I
you don't have to.
Just try to make the wish, and I don't have idea at the moment.
Okay. You're the lucky one. We have your wish in our database, in our archive. So we just play Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket.
Yeah.
I'm broke but I'm happy, I'm poor but I'm kind, I'm short but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high but I'm grounded, I'm sane but I'm overwhelmed, I'm lost but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. Is that everything is just
Sub-Ever Radio FM on 88.3 MHz. We are about to finish this night flight session. Just playing one more tune and one last jazz tune, I think is okay. We'll now play Miles Davis live. It's about that time. Bye. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Migrat Morning, and welcome here at Radio Sabita 88.3 MHz. Yes, I will playing some other kind of music now, just to try to wake you up here in the morning hours here at the campsite and all over the world to the people listening to our radio program. Okay, next will be Bruce Springsteen, I'm on fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Tell me where.